From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. It's not often that FBI agents take classes at West Point, but the Bureau and the Military Academy have teamed up for a program in counterterrorism. The idea is to teach FBI agents how terrorists think. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston went to check out the program.
When you think about West Point, you probably think of this. Parade grounds filled with cadets, marching bands. What you may not know is that some of the most cutting-edge research on terrorism is done here, too, at the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point's New York campus.
Well, welcome to Lincoln Hall. This is the current home of the Department of Social Sciences and the Department of English.
Major Scott Taylor is the deputy director of the Combating Terrorism Center.
And in one very small wing of the building is the home of the Combating Terrorism Center, which takes up about just four offices.
But don't be fooled by the CTC's size. The dozen or so people who work here have been responsible for helping change the way law enforcement organizations, like the FBI, look at terrorism. They've set up a course aimed at helping law enforcement fight terrorism by better understanding the enemy. The man in charge of the center's FBI course is Bill Braniff.
During the Cold War, there were centers set up to educate people who we called Sovietologists.
He says the old Cold War centers were supposed to help people get into the enemy's head.
And to really understand communist ideology, and not just Soviet ideology, but the differences between Soviet ideology and Chinese communism. With the intent being to play the China card, to find divisions within the ideology and exploit those.
The center is trying to help the FBI find those same sorts of divisions in radical Islam. The thinking is that if they understand Islamic ideology, are exposed to various Islamic cultures, and even get a smattering of the Arabic language, they will make better terrorism fighters.
So we certainly begin every block of instruction explaining that terrorism is a tactic, it's a human phenomenon. Every race, culture, creed has generated or used terrorism to achieve its political, religious, social ends. So we at first, of course, put the current threat in its historical context, its proper context.
One recent morning, several dozen FBI agents and members of other law enforcement organizations gathered in a Washington classroom for their West Point terrorism training. There were tables set up across the room and PowerPoint presentations at the ready. The class had the feeling of one of those real estate seminars you see advertised on television. Except, in this case, most of the students were carrying a badge and a gun.
And, as far as anyone knows, are we all here?
The early morning session kicked off with a lecture by Bruce Hoffman, a Georgetown professor who is known as one of the deans of terrorism research. He walked the class through the foiled al-Qaeda plot to bomb 17 American and Canadian airliners. From how the plotters mixed the chemicals in their apartment to how they planned to detonate the bombs using the batteries from disposable cameras. The presentation was chilling.
Once again, we see, you know, terrorism, even though our enemies portray it to us as serendipitous, unexpected, unpredictable, terrorism is planned, premeditated, and purposeful.
Language instruction began in the afternoon. Rebecca Malloy, an Arabic expert at the center, was the instructor. And the agents tried to follow along as she broke down how to say Federal Bureau of Investigation in Arabic. It's even more of a mouthful in Arabic than it is in English.
Maktab is office, our bureau. The haqqaqat is investigation. And federally, they don't have...
Malloy says she isn't expecting fluency. She's just hoping for familiarity.
If you're trying to decode an entirely different culture, you're going to need to do it linguistically.
Think about something as fundamental to an investigation as a suspect's name. Arabic names are confusing. This class is meant to help agents sort through all that.
A lot of the investigators, they've never been exposed to Arabic. And I think we're helping them identify at least some of the components that go into these people's names. It's just not it's not random. And when it's not random anymore, I think it makes their job a lot easier.
Major Reed Sawyer is the director of the Combating Terrorism Center. He says many of the people training the FBI have actually fought terrorism themselves, and for that reason have a special insight on the subject. Sawyer has done several tours in Afghanistan and Iraq.
We've all served in combat fighting a counterterrorism mission, which just gives lends a unique perspective to the academic questions that we're then studying and trying to find those answers.
John G. Perrin is the special agent in charge of counterterrorism at the Washington Field Office.
We'd be very close-minded not to go wherever we can to utilize this expertise to help us.
He says that tapping into West Point's team of experts is exposing FBI agents to a new arsenal, a new way of thinking.
They can reach back to that and then go back to the investigative skills that they already have. And that's very good. But now you know the FBI is moving into this intelligence-driven organization. All right, the FBI is not only taking this information, working cases, but we're looking at the bigger picture.
And that bigger picture requires looking beyond the typical sources for training and information. About 24 of the FBI's field offices have put agents through the West Point course so far. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.